Hi, who are you?
We're Tempest 21. I'm Victor, and the project officer for this project. And we've been cleaning up the riverbank, opening it up for wildlife and people. It's been overgrown for about 20 or 30 years, and it just needs a bit of management, really. And we've been creating a few structures in the river with the agency's support, and to make it a more interesting river to look at, really.
You've done a brilliant job. I mean, it's really become noticeable now.
Yeah, a lot more people walking down by the riverbank.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that bit over there was just bramble for about 100 metres.
Where we're looking now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've never ever walked down there, and I've lived around here for 40 years.
People used to stay on the top path, and that was it. But no one ever came down on the old footpath.
But they was there an old footpath there?
Oh, yeah, before they built the cycle track, as we call it. It used to be a footpath along the river.
I see, but nobody ever used that.
No.
I mean, that was only reopened, what, about 10, 15 years ago?
So, yeah, and so before then...
Literally nobody, because I didn't ever come to. You would get as far as the bridge.
That's it.
And there wasn't a bridge, and that was the end of it.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah, well, there was no more.
But the old wooden bridge, it was the only wooden bridge left, apparently, in Lewisham. And all the others got burnt out, apparently, But it's all right. But now you can. Now you can walk along the river. I mean, we repaired the wetland as well, which is fantastic over the other side.
I know. That's what's made me stop this morning, because I didn't even know there was a wetland there.
No, that's silted up. No management on that. So the volunteers, we've got a bit of money. We've got a digger in for a day, dig out the pond. And since then, we've been putting all the ditches back in, taking out some of the vegetation, make it more open wetland.
It looks beautiful.
It looks nice. It's going to look really nice when it's, you know, it's going to start growing any time now, all of it, and you're going to see a difference compared to last year. And the wildlife in that area will be so different.
So what wildlife do we have down here?
You've got everything down here. The bird life down here is just fantastic. 40 different species of bird in one morning was counted down here.
Four different, which ones, could you know?
You've got the lovely ones are kingfishers.
I've never seen one down here. I've got a kind of hang around.
You sit there long enough, you see a blue flash, and if you see that, that's the kingfisher. Wow. And you see where he lands, and you might see him, if you're lucky, you see him fishing. And he fishes down there, along here, all the way up to Winsford Road Bridge.
When's the best time to see them?
In the morning, it's quite good. Yeah, we've seen him already. But you can see them. Yeah, you can sit there. They're out all day. At the moment, they're mating. So
they will be around?
Yeah, they're looking for partners. We've got nesting sparrowhawks over in this kind of wild piece over there. Which is just fabulous, really. I mean, over there we've got parakeets. We don't really like parakeets.
No.
They take the nesting sites
but
of the woodpeckers.
They weren't here. They've only been here for about the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, it's just getting worse, isn't it? I think they're talking about doing something about culling them somehow. I don't know.
The noise sometimes is incredible.
It is. When they fill up a tree, then it is a bit of a racket, isn't it?
Are they a pest?
Technically, I think they are. They're competing with native birds for nesting sites. Like I said, the woodpeckers in particular. We like the woodpeckers down here, they're quite nice, they're very pretty.
Are they? What colour are they? This is a city girl you're talking to.
You've got the great spotted one, which is, they've got bits of red and white and black in them, and they're really quite nice, and you see them, they fly and they dip as they fly like that, you know, and like a little wave, you know, but you know, you do see them down here, so they're quite nice.
You must feel quite proud of the project, because I mean, it is amazing, and there's a huge difference quite quickly now. I mean, I know you've been working on it for years, but all of a sudden it's like a burst of work.
It is. I think it's just more noticeable now. I mean, there's a lot of work going on. And if we get the planting right, especially on the structures in the river, you know, it's going to make that look a lot better. And with cutting back some of the vegetation to get a bit more light, especially the trees, you know, not necessarily cutting them down, but stripping them out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just too dark underneath the trees. And that's why we're not getting the range of plants, you know, that we'd expect along a river's edge. And we want that, you know, because with the different plants, you get the different bugs and you get the different fish and everything else. And it's all kind of the cycle, really. But if you just leave it unmanaged, it would just end up like a dark corridor and it would be useless, you know, in the end. There'd be no cover for the fish and there won't be no kingfishers, you know. Kingfishers won't go anywhere unless there's food. So,
right. You know, do you think we always had kingfishers down here?
Not for a long time. I think we've had them down here for the last 3 or 4 years, definitely.
Since you've been cleaning and working
down
here. Well,
been before. I mean, we've been cleaning up down here. I mean, this project is every Wednesday, you know, for almost 3 years. But we've been cleaning up down here for the best part of 8-9 years now. So,
what do you expect to happen with the wetlands, Hope? Do you expect to see more birds and insects?
Yeah, we do. Different birds for different kind of environments, really. So, I mean, that's... What we've created over there is, you've got a nice pond and you've got all the nice drainage ditches now, but, you know, there's talk about making a scrape, which is like a big puddle, and that will grow different plants, and that will create different, you know, that will get different birds in there. I mean, one of the birds they're looking for is the, I always forget its name, not the red wing, not a lapwing.
go on, keep going.
It'll come back to me soon. But
I think you
do. Water owl, that's the one. The water owl, a very shy bird. And you do see it down here very rarely.
What does it look like?
It almost looks like a moorhen in a sense.
Okay.
But it's not, and it's quite interesting. But down here you get the white egret, which is really quite pretty. It's a big white bird. It's a fishing. It's like a small version of a heron. And you see it walking along in the river, along the edges, where it's overgrown. Where we've got a natural riverbank, you've got the natural plants there, where all the fish are hiding. And she'd go along and just trying to scare out the fish and just take them.
Wow.
You know.
So it's really beautiful. You're doing a really good job. So what are your workers doing today? Clearing all
that? Well, what we've got here, we've got some invasive species. This is Japanese knotweed. We treated it all last year and killed as much of it as we can find. So
got
the idea.
Big fire burning there.
Yeah, so we've got a big fire burn, basically burn it. We're not allowed to take it off site. It's controlled waste.
Okay.
So what you do, you kill it with a herbicide. And then when it all dies back, you cut it all down, burn it on site so you don't take any of it away. Because
when you why?
It's very easy to spread in a sense. If it's a green shoot of the plant, not just off the roots, you know, a small pea-sized piece of that can grow, and then it would take over. And this is the stuff that damages buildings.
Oh.
Right. So this is the stuff that you can't get a mortgage on if your house has got it in its garden and things like this sort of stuff.
Oh.
You know, and what you don't want to do is spread it. And what people do, they seem to cut it down, and it's a bit of a mistake, really. I mean, you cut it down, you've got to lay it on plastic, let it dry out and burn it.
Really? As bad as that?
And then you put the chemical into the root system and kill it that way.
So people have got that near their gardens, they poison it?
You should poison it. But what you do with the cuttings is just as important. What you shouldn't do is put it in your compost, because then it will grow. You know, and this is what we're trying to educate people about. But at the moment, you can see how big this patch was. It was quite one of the larger patches on here. We've killed about 3 or 4 patches this size along this in the last 3 years. So slowly, we go along. And there's small little isolated populations of it. And we just slowly go along injecting it throughout the year and killing it, really.
Okay.
You know, but this is... So what we do now, we're going to...
Is that not weed there?
Is this it,
there?
Yes.
Oh, so we're... Right.
Yeah, you can see all these big root stumps.
Oh, these here?
Yeah, and that one, big one there.
Oh, my God, really? It's like the Day of the Triffids.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. But it has no benefit to the wildlife whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah, apparently the only thing it's good for is spiders put webs on it. So it's not great, you know. But they're slowly killing it, you know, along our riverbanks. We tackle this and other species, other invasives. We take out the one everyone likes is the Himalayan balsam, which is very invasive. It's a very beautiful purple plant. Bumblebees love it and everything else, but unchecked it would just take over the banks and that'd be the end of it, really.
You say bumblebees love it, and they're sort of an endangered species as well, aren't they, bumblebees, and we need them. So would you replace them with another plant that bumblebees would
like? Yeah, there's enough plants here that can grow. You know, we've got enough native plants, which is better, I would say. There's other, you know, animals that would... use a different plant, so that's fine. We don't mind that, you know. I mean, on this site, what we'll end up doing is once we've raked it and cleaned it and checked for any new growth, then we'll probably put some wildflower seed down here. And then you'll have a lot of different wildflower indigenous to this area. So, and that'll be just as good for the bees and everything else, really. So
I'm excited.
You know,
Can we just talk about one more thing, all the rubbish? I mean, I've come up from the... I cycle along here, and the rubbish up at the top by the Sainsbury site is appalling. And just coming along this bank as well, it's quite bad. Well, how do you deal with this?
Well, we use volunteers to pick it up. And that's it, really.
Is it legal for people to dump rubbish? No. I mean, I know you're clearing this. I mean, that's litter and you pick that up, but, you know...
No, it's illegal to dump rubbish in this country. But the situation with rivers is, technically, if the rubbish is on the banks, then it's whoever owns the banks or the contractor's responsibility to clear it. But once the rubbish is in the river, no one has to clear it.
Wow, that's stupid. Right?
Which is the reason why Thames 21 started in the first place. We started cleaning the River Thames, then we started cleaning up all the tributaries in London. And we go a bit further afield now. We're working out of London in some places, you know. But there's no statutory obligation for any authority to tackle litter in a river. The agency will clear litter from a river, if it's the Environment Agency, that is, will clear it if it's a danger to a flood structure, like a grill or something like that.
Oh, not to life?
No, no.
Or
no.
Wildlife?
But no, but it's just so the rubbish doesn't block a grill or a weir or something, and then it will create a flood issue. Then okay. They will come along and clean it. But and then again, they'd only move it to the bank. They won't take it away. But we work quite closely with boroughs and the contractors. So we work closely with the boroughs and the contractors. We pick it up, bag it, leave it by the side of the path, and then they come along and pick it up and take it away. It's a nice partnership, you know.
Because they don't really have to.
They don't really have to, but they understand the merit of the work we do. And, you know, a lot of the people that do come and clean rivers are local people.
Yeah.
And that's quite nice. There's a bit of ownership about that and all. You know, we've got regular volunteers down here who come along and pick up litter all the time. So
really? So you may leave bags and anyone will pick them up?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I might start picking up a bag or two.
Pick up a bag and just leave it by the side of the bin.
Okay, will do.
You know.
You're in Glendale, is it?
Yeah, Glendale's at the contractors for Lewisham. I have a very good working relationship with them. So, yeah, it's nice. You know, but, you know, we are a charity. We're always looking for funding. You know, and I've got to get move away from that fire. It's a bit warm.
Yeah, it's not just a warm day.
And then, yeah, you know, but it's slowly. And
any rare plants down here?
Rare? Oh, I don't know really. I'm not a botanist. I don't really know. I'm not aware of any rare plants.
That's all right. I'll find a botanist to talk to around here,
I'm not aware of anything that people... I mean, you know, we have seen butterflies out already this year, which is quite nice.
Oh.
You know, because we had a couple of wet summers, didn't we? And they just ruined everything.
Right. So you've seen them already?
Yeah, yeah. Someone saw a brimstone last week.
A brimstone? What's that? Is that red? Is it red?
No, apparently it's a big white one. But, you know, I've got a colleague down there. You want to see Jonathan? He knows all about the trees and all about
all
the
right,
animals.
I will.
And he'll tell you what he's seen and what he hasn't, really. But, you know, there's fish in the river, which is quite nice. Some big fish.
Are there? Do you know which ones?
We've got some nice chub in there. I think we've got roach and dace, and someone else has seen some perch and things like that. Not very big, but big enough.
Wow. Do you expect to see more now? It's all being cleaned up?
To a certain degree, yes. With the structures that we built and with the extra vegetation cover that we put in, hopefully, it make it a bit more interesting, really. The issue arises when the water levels now it's drying off. It's what that's going to be like, really.
Okay.
But this was a straightened river. They straightened the river, which is a shame. The river used to flow over here.
Oh, so we're sitting on the old...
We're on the old riverbed somewhere, apparently. I think someone told me it used to follow the line of the allotments.
I think you're right.
You know.
Yeah, it did actually. That's why there was nowhere you could walk, because it was all like this on that side. Mm. And the river did run down there. It's all coming back. Wow. Because it was amazing when they opened it up and suddenly you could cycle down there and it was like brand new. But you've done it again. I'm amazed again because I've never seen this part.
No.
Thank you, Vic.
Yes,
thank you,
right.
Thames 21. All right, then. So I'll see you again.
Yeah. Well,
so you're looking for volunteers?
We're down here Wednesdays. So if people want to come down.
What time? Give us a time.
We're normally from 10 till 3 o'clock. So come for a couple of hours. Doesn't matter. You don't have to do a whole day, an hour, anything. You know, if you just want a litter pick, come down, we give you a bag and a litter picker, go along, pick up a few bags, and then that's it, really.
All right,
don't
brilliant.
Have to get in the water, just clean along the paths.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
It's all right, just, it's an opportunity for anyone to just come and play.